This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, lots of stuff to cover with the Falcons. We'll start with the signing today, Chris. I had no problem with this. I find no fault with this deal. You're bringing in a guy who's 27 in the prime of his career. He had dealt with some injuries over his career, but Jordan Fuller is the guy. He played 3 games in 22 for the Rams, 17 in 23. That would be Raheem Morris was his boss. Played for the Rams for the start of his career, and Raheem was there for much of it. Then last year, 9 games for Carolina. So the rub is, can he stay healthy? But you got a veteran safety who, again, if he can stay healthy at 27, you're feeling good. And if he's, you know, better than Justin Simmons, which might not be that difficult, combined with Jesse Bates, what do you think?
I think you now have your starting secondary in place. You may have to get a nickel, but we'll see if they give Clark Phillips a shot. Can he do it full time? I think this move really solidifies exactly what you needed out of this spot that you were hoping to get out of Simmons last year. Couldn't do it. So now you bring in another veteran to try to do it. Would have been interesting, Mike, if they went after Malachi Starks in the draft. Right. I think this all but eliminates that now because you have DeMarco Helms coming back off injury who flashed as well. So now you can turn your attention to other needs. Will that mean for the first time in forever that the Falcons can actually do something that you've been clamoring for, and that is trade back in the draft?
Yeah, it's something that just, for whatever reason, you know, again, one general manager and one year has nothing to do with the other year. We were under the impression the last time they did try. And again, the one thing when you're a general manager, not saying these guys fit, whether it's baseball or football, you can always say, well, we tried, just couldn't get it to go. And of course, as the media, you just go, okay, you take them at their word. But I know that it was reported the year we wound up, and not wound up because he's been a great signing. He got his big contract as A.J. Terrell. But he was at 15. There was some thought they were going to try to trade down. Takes 2 to tango. You got no one to move with. You know, in hindsight, would you have wanted to trade out of the 4, you know, and go get Micah Parsons? Well, yeah, everybody would. But that's not, right. Not the way that that draft played out. The one thing is interesting is if you feel that we're going to go get edge rush or defensive tackle, there will be some guys there at 15. But there's a lot of mock drafts, and a lot of guys are hitting us up on the text line. Can't answer all your texts, 404-726-0929. But they're saying, okay, the latest CBS, I was taking Mykel Williams at edge. I got no problem with that. I'm down with that. We get that. We're talking about that Friday. Carl and I are up at Flowery Branch in the Ticketmaster Studios, and we're talking to Mykel Williams. That's going to be a fun show.
Now, here's my question. How much credence do you still give to old Hair Helmet?
Old Mel Kiper, what's he got going on?
He's got both Walker and Williams gone by the number 10 pick.
Yep, And there are some, and I saw a new Daniel Jeremiah pick where that happens as well. Shamar Stewart is gone. James Pierce is gone. If you liked him out of Tennessee, some guys either love or hate his game. But Mykael Williams, at least on this recent CBS, would be there. Malachi Starks goes at 17, and we think we've covered the safety position for the short term. I just know what we need, but maybe they think they prioritize defensive tackle more than defensive edge or edge rush outside linebacker.
I need sacks.
Gotta be.
I need sacks.
And Leonard Floyd is also a short-term fix
here. And he's...
I mean, unless, and I know I've said this a million times, unless they really feel, but how do you know what Braylon Trice is going to be coming off the knee injury?
You have no idea.
I mean, he is a guy that we liked. D-Led always says, he's just a guy. I always think I was impressed with what I saw, you know, in the summertime. And then, of course, he gets hurt in the Miami Dolphins preseason game.
Well, what do we always hear about this? It's always the year after the year after. It's not the year after that you come back and be explosive. Guys like Adrian Peterson are the anomaly. When you have a major reconstructive surgery on your knee,
right,
it usually takes you to get back to 100% of whatever that is for Braylon Trice. I don't know if he can be counted on this year to be anything other than a contributor.
Right.
And that's not my number 15 overall pick. I need a stud. I don't need a contributor.
Right. I mean, we got Ebba Cady. You know, again, if you get that really elite edge rusher, then he will improve his numbers just based on the nature of NFL and offensive line play. There'll be double teams, chipping. He may free up and get more chances. We don't have Grady. We had to move on. We get all that. But where are you standing right now with your defensive tackle rotation? Is Rook a row going to be able to row his boat onto the quarterback and disrupt things and make everybody around him better?
Is Onyemata going to be here?
You and I, especially with these signings, keep anticipating him gone. They did restructure him before last season, but he's still here. And that would be a savings.
$8 million.
Right.
So, did he play well enough last year?
And we don't really have a center other than Neusel. Technically, we can match any offer, but I'm a little surprised we haven't heard anything about the center position. Bradbury signed with the Patriots.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know why.
The former Viking.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't shored that up by now. I mean, especially with all this money now that's being allocated to all these players that you're bringing in, Leonard Floyd, and today with the signing. I mean, I don't, with Fuller, I don't know what, that one's perplexing to me, Mike. And then the other thing we find out today.
All right, you're not going to believe this. If you're driving your car, two hands on the wheel. According to D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons are going to talk to, and he says an hour ago, set to re-sign Felipe Franks.
What?
Why are you bringing up old?
What?
Yes.
What?
The tight end / emergency quarterback. Guy did throw for over 25 touchdowns with the Florida Gators, had a decent final year with Arkansas. And then here he was a dude. Felipe Franks, veteran tight end / emergency quarterback. That one throws me for a bit of a loop.
Yeah, because he doesn't fit in either room. Right now you have Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner.
Right.
You don't need them.
Right.
And right now you
And you're not going to trade Pitts. A lot of guys, somebody just hit me up. No. Well, they're going to trade. No, if you're trading Pitts, Felipe Franks is not a viable option to step in.
And last time I checked, does Felipe Franks play special teams?
He has.
Does he? And I don't know if he does,
now,
if he does it well.
Felipe last year was in Carolina.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
He was waived in the end of camp, and he was signed to the practice squad, active roster, then waived, and then back to practice squad, then active roster. So he basically seesawed off the active roster and practice squad for Carolina last year.
I mean, he'll be a guy, I guess, that's familiar with the building, knows some of the players, good vibes guy. I don't foresee him getting much work with the ones or the twos at either position.
Right. How can we ever forget, though, his debut, week 11, 2021, first pass intercepted against the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I mean, do they just want to?
I don't know. But I saw that, and like, yeah, guy just hit me up. Are you blanking serious? Yes. According to D-Led, he'll be in the building tomorrow. D is of the opinion we're going to sign him. Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
But again, perhaps it's just a body for camp.
Why are you bringing up old?
I don't know.
And Mike, we also...
If Carl was here right now, I can't do it, but Carl would be doing his laugh.
Yeah.
He would be doing his Marcus Davenport laugh.
Yeah, which neither one of us... Yeah, thank you. Robert.
Yes,
neither
I should have asked for it. Matter of fact, I blew the moment. Let me start over again. Hold on. Breaking news, D-Led reporting, the Falcons are talking to Felipe Franks. Thank you.
I love it. And the other thing we found out today, Mike, whether he is in the building or not when this airs, I don't know. I hope not. But Kirk Cousins is going back on QB on Netflix.
Yeah, man. And by the way, if anybody at Netflix is in town or listening, Carl and I would provide some great content if you want to have somebody killing Kirk Cousins. And basically, if Kirk doesn't outline or if doesn't get brought up in the show, we could give you a little history lesson of how, no, I'm not hurt. I'm fine. Nothing to see here. I'm fine. To, oh no, I was jammed up. My arm was whack. I was really, really not well. So, I mean, and then asking Arthur Blank for the meeting. And asking for a trade to a team where he'll be a starter. If you missed it earlier today, guys, this is our Falcon Report, guys. And Josina Anderson says we are fielding offers, and they're asking for a third. Now, we just talked to Greg Allman from Fox Sports, covers the division. He's of the opinion, as is Albert Breer, that maybe we eat half of the $27.5 million, pay a team half of his salary to take him off so we don't lose all the money, and we basically buy a pick. Could it be a third? That maybe sounds a bit much. Remember, guys, we got a third-round pick for Matt Ryan from the Colts once we lost all our leverage when we were talking about getting Deshaun Watson.
I would pick him up, rent a nice car, and drive him like Mike Bell style to Hartsfield International Jackson Airport, Mike. It's something that I think would, quite frankly, absolve Terry Fontenot of a lot of sins.
Right.
If he is able to pull off a coup like that, I think you look at the season almost in an entirely new light. It's like a fresh start. That's how I would view being able to pull off this move. Do I think it's realistic? No. Third-round pick, Mike? Third-round pick?
Well, I mean, Matt Ryan, at the end, as we said, without any leverage, the Colts were looking for a quarterback. So, unfortunately, I thought it was a good spot for Matt with good run game, good weapons, good O-line. None of that happened. It was an unmitigated disaster, unfortunately, for Matt. But if you could get a third-round pick and you pay $15 million of that, however you want to figure out, it'll be prorated, and we get him off the books, I think that's where you go. And then you bring in whoever's left standing, if it's Jameis Winston or any of the, you know, the rogues gallery of backup, perpetual backup quarterbacks, right?
I cannot see a way. And I know there's been so much debate about this, Mike, on this show, on every show on the radio station, how he can be there first practice of the summer. How can
I get it. We've said this. We've had this conversation a dozen times, and there's still a lot of guys out there going, no, he's a good backup. You want a clean slate. You don't want it. There's the same argument for why he didn't like Michael Penix Jr. You don't want him over Michael Penix Jr.'s shoulder, because in this city, there's always going to be somebody wanting Cousins over Penix, and then it gets to be a weirdness and a strangeness you don't need. So, like, I'm excited. I thought we saw enough from Michael Penix Jr. Yes, he made some mistakes in those first three games, like everyone else who's been a rookie this year. Just wish we could have seen him do it over 17 weeks. You know, the 18 weeks of the season, 17 games, and then we'd be ahead of it. And maybe he'd be as good as Jaden Daniels, you know, or a Bo Nix. Unfortunately, you know, they decided to do both, which I still think is the most colossal mistake in the history of the NFL. But if, as D-Led said, if you can find a way to get Kirk off the books, and eat some of that money for a third round pick, then that's a hell of a coup for Terry Fontenot.
Yeah, and listen, we all, Mike, and I'm not speaking for you, I think you you agree, we all understand why they're doing what they're doing. It makes the most fiscal, to use that word, sense to keep him as long as possible, even if it's into the summer, into training camp, and try to get as much value for him as possible. I understand the philosophy. I get it. But I think there are other things that are as important to this football team that are not tangibly related to dollars and cents. Maybe you disagree with me on that.
Right.
Maybe you feel like it's all business and nothing else matters. And that's fine, too. But for me, as Mike was just saying, the inner sanctum that is the football team, that is the locker room, that is, even if Kirk Cousins is fine and plays ball and is a good boy, it's still hovering over the franchise. Anytime Penix has a bad play, anytime if God forbid he has a 2 or 3 game bad stretch, you know what's going to be there.
Yeah, I know that, and it was something we talked about yesterday. One of the listeners who came up to our broadcast up at Twin Peaks up in Tennessee yesterday, great time, thanks again to everybody who showed up, was asking us, you know, do you feel that Penix Jr. has shown you enough? And I said, well, I got to believe he has, because this is where we're going with it. But I thought that, you know, the Giants game, like remember the first, you know, his first throw to Pitts, Pitts volleyballs it for an interception. That's not on him. He shows you the moxie. Yeah, it's a word, moxie. The huevos, the eggs, the balls to go back. How about the Drake London throw? I thought everything you want to see from Michael Penix Jr. is when he goes to Drake, they can't make it. Remember, he comes back, gets the touchdown, and pushes off and gets into the scrap with the corner.
Yep.
I love it. We could never get Matt and Julio to make the red zone thing like that work.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.